Hare Krishna. The divine descent is fulfilled in the human ascent. When God descends to this world, people often ask that, oh, if God descends whenever there are problems in this world, then now there are so many problems. Why is God not descending now? We need to know that God doesn't descend to this world to solve its problems, because this world is a problem-filled place. Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita in 8.15, this world is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. It is Dukkhalayam. It is a place filled with problems. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that God is just here to say that this world is a doomed place? No. His purpose is to establish order in this world so that we can live harmoniously, cultivate spiritual consciousness and attain His eternal abode. So, often the verses that are the verses 4.7 and 4.8 are quoted from the Bhagavad Gita quite frequently. So 4.77 is Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam dharmasya tadatmanam srujamyaham. 4.8 is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So basically Krishna says in these two verses that whenever there is decline of dharma and the increase of adharma, He descends. And He protects the devoted, He destroys the demoniac and He establishes dharma. And He does this yuge yuge, in every yuga. And yet, and we may ask, okay, He descends in every yuga, but what about the time when He is not descending? What about the time when even in that yuga, He may come once for some years, and what about all the remaining time? Yes. The point is, Krishna sets up a system by which order can be maintained, by which spiritual consciousness can be restored. And that is indicated in the next verse. So that is, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti so Arjuna. So Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam, that my appearance and activities are divya, divine, transcendental. Evam yo vetti tatvatah. Tattvataha, one who understands them in truth. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti. That such people will not take birth again in this world. Mameti so Arjuna. But they will attain my abode. So in this way, what Krishna is telling us here is that we need to purify, we rather than expecting that Krishna will solve problems at this level, we need to understand the purpose of Krishna's descent. And that purpose is to elevate us to a higher level of consciousness by which we can attain His abode. So Krishna's descent is, the divine descent is for the purpose of the human ascent. From the spiritual level of consciousness, God descends to the material level of consciousness. And He becomes perceivable to us even when we are at the material level of consciousness. God doesn't become material, but He becomes perceivable at the material level also. And those manifestations which enable Him to be become perceivable at the material level, they are present even in this world. Even after He departs, His deities are there, His holy name is there, scriptures are there. And through them we can access God and through them we can attain the spiritual level of consciousness. So that elevation to the spiritual level of consciousness is the purpose for which God descends. He performs His leela and by meditating on Him, by meditating on His various manifestations, our heart becomes attracted to Him and our consciousness rises. And the more our consciousness rises above this world, the less we feel troubled by the problems of this world. And eventually, we go beyond this problem-filled world to attain Krishna's abode. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. We attain His abode and we never come back to this world. And that is life's supreme perfection. Thank you. Hare Krishna.